Just on the next minute, Dr. Duncan, I was fascinated or interested, maybe would be a better word, by your reference to the importance of languages. I hope this doesn't reflect prejudice on my part either, but I'm interested to know if you can answer without compromising yourself. Is there a place in the seminary for an acquired language program, or should it be left on a voluntary basis?
Well, may I speak for Princeton Seminary? I don't know anything about your curriculum. The only way I will speak is if you'll let me speak about my own situation and without any compromise about yours. I don't know. I was talking to President Staley about this afternoon. He's a man that I've admired for a long time. Best way in the world to use your 3 years in seminary is to get a good theological education. And the kingdom of God's not going to come if you decide to put in half your time not getting a good theological education. The standards of all other areas, all other disciplines are going up. Used to be a high school diploma, then a BA, and now you may as well give a man a BA when he's born, for all the status it means. Why should we at this very moment decide that the standards of the ministry ought to go down? Seems to me that when a man comes to seminary, coming out of high school right now is the great weak spot in our whole educational picture. All the professional studies have pointed to that. We have nothing like a German gymnasium for Latin and history and math. We've substituted football. We have only the 3 years. I would say, during the 3 years in seminary, don't think about specializing in anything. Get a good theological education. Learn Hebrew, learn Greek, learn the rest of the disciplines. The time is short enough at best. And then, if you want to be missionary, be chaplain, be pastor, be university pastor, whatever you're going to be, then you get the training. But the training will be predicated on a strong foundation that represents what the church has always felt to be the proper training for her ministry. And anything less than that comes very close to to playing fast and loose with your call.
I knew that he was going to come out on the faculty side before this was over. And I think this is a mighty good note to end on. And I, again, want to express our very deep appreciation to you, Dr. McCord, for coming, being with us, leading us in these very stimulating periods. I know I shall need several weeks to reflect on all of this, and I have certainly profited greatly, as I know we all have. As we go, let us go with a prayer. Dr. Marnie, lead us, please, sir, as we dismiss.
Love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. freedom to the sovereignty of God, to the release of our own desire to do God's work in our lives and in the world. Amen.
Can't tell you how I'm glad you're dead, and I'm sorry. And,